Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and as you know, it's one of my favorite times of the week when I can be here and touch you, and you can touch me, and you can call in, and we can do all sorts of great things together. And so it is truly my pleasure to be here tonight. I want to talk about something that I found interesting. You know, to the inquiring mind, to the consciousness of your soul, you are able to travel to places and do things that you can't physically do with your body. And so one of the things that I did that interested me was to go to the center of the cosmos and watch the monads being created. I talked about this before, but there's probably new listeners online, and I wanted you to hear this. Because when the monads were created, and they are in the center of the cosmos right now, it was this incredible large creation table, you might say. And on this table, the Creator sent white light. It was actually quite remarkable. There was so much white light that to look at it with human eyes, it would almost blind you. And there was such incredible love. There were all of these pink rays of love on this creation table. And there was emotion. Oh my golly, the emotion. The emotions of love and joy. It is the setting for the creation of our monads. And we have the ability to create with those monads. What the monads do is they send a finger of consciousness to Earth. We are their fingers of consciousness. We have the ability to climb up that ladder and experience the monads, to experience this creation table. I can't say that I've actually seen what we call God. I just see the works. I see what has been created. All of you who are here today have been sent forth by these monads. And the interesting thing about it is the monads have certain agendas. That was one of the beautiful things about creation, to make certain that all of the possibilities were here, that we had all of the possibilities coming into the earth plane. And it was because of the experiences of these monads. Each of them had different objectives. Each of them had certain ideals that they wished to bring forth. Memory. It's such an amazing thing to be able to remember, to be able to remember our past lifetimes. And the soul has consciousness, and it carries with it the struggles, the joys. And if we have had struggles in the past that we need to, you might say, rectify, to attain in the lifetime in which we are now, we have the ability to do this. And if we don't work on this, we will have struggles that will come forth in our life and remind us, sort of like a little tap on the shoulder, that we need to be doing some things that perhaps we are not doing. The other thing is, we are educated through dreams. And it's a good feeling to remember our dreams, because there is an emotion that is attached to our dreams. And if we remember that emotion, we can bring back what our dreams are telling us about what needs to be done. And so, in the event that you are finding lack, which you might consider lack in your life, something needs to be done. And if there is what seems like a lot of joy and great abundance, then perhaps you are accomplishing what was set out for you to accomplish. I wanted to tell you about the creation of the monads because it was extremely loving, extremely beautiful, so filled with light and love and laughter. And those of you who are in flesh at the present time, who understand a lot about vibration, there's a good chance that you are cherubim, but you understand vibration in a way that most people do not understand. You pick up people's vibrations. Sometimes they're warning signals to not to become involved with a person, or else you know right away that a person is loving and you will receive great joy by communicating with them, by walking with them, by learning from them. And so maybe it would be a good idea to take a moment and just think about these things. Are you remembering things from the past? What I have found is that we journey with a certain group of souls and we change places. What I mean by that is sometimes we're parents, sometimes we're siblings, sometimes we're people that we knew at work. And so the question is, are there some of these people who do not understand you? Do you have work to do? Do you have to make that connection with them for healing? That is what this time and dimension is for right now. Healing. Healing family ties that need to be healed. Healing those people that we walk with. It is about healing. Healing of individuals. Healing of the earth itself. Because there is a lot that is left over from the fall in Atlantis that needs to be healed. And that is why we have come today to be these messengers of healing and light. And what we're going to do tonight, if you wish it, if you call in to the show, I follow your voice and I look down upon you and I can tell you of a past lifetime. You see, these past lifetimes offer skills and abilities that maybe we're not using presently. You see, a lot of composers seem to come into flesh at one time. We don't have to name them, but they do. A lot of people who work with musical instruments or creation of songs come in at one particular time so that they can learn from one another. It is our journey to learn from those around us. And if we have discordant notes with some of those that we are journeying with, then healing needs to be done. Call in, my friends, and we'll give you a mini reading on a past lifetime. And we are waiting here, and we are willing to listen to what you might have to say. We want to work with you, so give us a call. We would be delighted to help you out with that regard. We have a lot of cherubim angels who are incarnate right now, living in flesh, who understand vibration. And one of the jobs that the cherubim did was to bring vibration in a circle around this planet. And all of the events were gathered up in this vibration and sent back to the Creator. And the Creator was able to see every event on Earth through your energies, through your vibratory rates. And so if you are super sensitive to what's going on in your life with people, with events. Thank you. Jody, on line one, what can we do for you, dears?
Hi. This is my first time calling. I always listen to y'all's show. Always tends to be a recording, though. I was just curious about the past life thing, if you saw anything. I'm always attracted to World War II events, which always struck me odd.
No, it's not. It's not odd.
No.
Because, no, you were one of those Hitler youths. I see you marching with other youths. You
wow.
See, Germany went through a very difficult time after World War I.
Uh-huh.
And you were one of those youths that believed in him. It seemed to the people of Germany that he was a great savior, and he was in the very beginning.
Uh-huh.
You had no idea what he was going to, how he was going to change, what he was going to do. So that's why there is a great interest in him. And
wow.
If you there's probably some healing that you need to do, because you saw terrible things going on in Germany during that lifetime. And
you, that's really, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, what you might want to do is take some notes on how you feel when you think about him.
Okay.
See him in your mind's eye, and tell me, what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you see Hitler in your mind's eye?
Someone very smart, but very deceiving.
Yes. He was very clever. And as I said, you were one of the youths that marched for him. I see you there in your, they wore uniforms. You might think of yourself in that uniform, kind of like a beige uniform.
Was I male or female?
I'm asking. You were a female during that time. And you see, you didn't, as a female at that time, you didn't have a lot of free will. And so there is healing that needs to be done, that you can do this yourself during that lifetime, to heal the emotions. You have a lot of emotional threads. When you see Hitler in your mind's eye, do you feel fear?
Yeah, I do. The most ironic thing about this whole situation is that I was born into a family, and I was adopted by a family. and this was a Jewish family. I grew up in a Jewish family. And I've always been attracted to the atrocities, I guess you could say. Like, but it horrifies me at the same time. It's not, I don't know, just always just odd, you know. But it's very interesting that you say this.
Sweetheart, it's not odd. These, you considered them your brothers and sisters, and they were taken from you. And there was great sadness. And so, what I would suggest that you do, feel this love within your heart. Open up your chest and see this love growing within your heart. And send this love out to all of those Jewish individuals that lost their life at a very young age. Because you are relating to them. And you are feeling the sadness of lives ended much way too early. And I see these beautiful beings. Can you see them in your mind's eye?
Yeah. Wow.
You see, many of these have reincarnated again. They're living on Earth in other families and other bodies, but they have healing that needs to be done also. So, intend to send healing out to all of them. This is okay. The great time of healing, my dear. The great time of healing. And you can begin with yourself and then send that healing out to all of those who lost their lives way too soon. I see all these beautiful faces that were ended at a very young age. And dear, you are carrying, as I see it, you are carrying that grief. You are carrying that grief. So heal yourself. Heal others.
Okay.
This is the time of healing.
Okay.
And if you feel that this was of benefit to you, feel free to touch the donate button and donate funds to help what I am doing for people. It would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I will. Most definitely.
Thank you, dear.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. You guys have a great evening.
Do you feel better about getting that information?
Yeah, I'm extremely shocked because I always thought I was on the other end, not on the end enforcing, I guess you could say. So that part of it kind of shocks me, but it's understandable. So it definitely gives me a lot to think about.
Just tell yourself how beautiful you are. You know, these events happen in life because there are forces that are coming against one another, forces that are building up the good points in life and forces that are tearing them down. And at one time or another, one of these forces are going to win. It's just like today. There are forces on earth that's tearing it down and forces that are building it up. And the way we deal with that is to send out love, to be in a place where we can bring in happiness and joy. This is what we're about today. And all of you that hear me, intend to bring in happiness and joy in the family and those in the neighborhood, those that you work with. Intend to bring in happiness and joy.
Okay.
Thank you, dear one.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too. So we'll move on from there. You know, we can send our consciousness wherever we want. And I was telling you about sending my consciousness to the center of the cosmos and watching the monads being created. It was an incredible sight because it was a scene. It was like it stretched out into eternity. All this light, all this joy, all of this brilliance, that the Creator in the center of the cosmos was bringing forth. And when he brought all of that joy and life and love, there was so much of it, and the vibration was so intense, it looked like it was dancing. The light looked like it was dancing. And it was quite remarkable. It is how our monads were created, in this abundance of love and joy and beauty. Learn to connect to your higher self so that you can go back to your monad. You have much to learn, and there is much that you can learn from past lifetimes. And that is one of the reasons why we talk about past lifetimes so much. I've taken people on trips where we go up this elevator and we go to a past lifetime that the soul has chosen. And instead of me telling a person about it, they literally step into that lifetime and experience it themselves. They look around. They see what it was like during that lifetime. And some of the views that people have brought great joy. And so if you want to take one of those trips, you can go to carolynevers.com. And on the left side of the page, you can order a past life reading. And if you have any curiosity about what has happened in the past, what your gifts are, where you have been, it would be a fun thing to do. The creative abilities of the soul are immense. In essence, we have copied some of the Creator's abilities along these lines. Our ability to create. Hopefully, you never find yourself in a moment when you feel down, when you feel that you are less than what you are. All of you are exceedingly beautiful, exceedingly great. We hold a piece of the Creator's life in our soul, that light. We have a piece of the Creator's light that we have in our soul. We can accomplish anything that we wish to set out and do. So, how can you accomplish something unless you know what you want to do? And that's when it's a good idea to do a little bit of homework. And this homework would be to sit down with paper and pencil and decide what you want to do with your life. Over this next year, what would you wish to accomplish? Because if you plan it, you will accomplish it. And I talk to some people who have great plans. We can accomplish nothing unless we plan for it. That is where you start, with the plan. Even the Creator planned the cosmos, planned the planets, planned the light, planned all those things that we enjoy, planned the flowers, the abundance that we have, the grasses, all of nature, all of this was planned and brought forth. So call forth. I am here. Half of the show is almost over. I mean to tell you, this time goes by awfully fast. If you would like a little mini reading about where you have been, what you have done, call in before it gets too late. Because believe it or not, half of the show is over. I don't know where the time goes, but it does quickly. And if you want to send a piece of your consciousness to the center of the cosmos, you're able to do that yourself. You can travel the cosmos. We have the ability to do all of these things. I'd like to open up your mind to that thought, that during a time of meditation, if you wish to go to the center of the cosmos and see creation as the Creator sees it, you can do this. I have to tell you, it's an incredible sight to see this light move around the entire cosmos. You can watch stars being created in the star nursery. If you've never done that, it's quite a sight. It moves the consciousness in a way that you cannot imagine to see stars being created. It's quite amazing. And if you want to see this, you can. But let's start on a more simple note. Start with connecting to your higher self. And ask your higher self, if you were on the high road, the middle road, or the low road. Challenges come into our life every day, and it's the way we accept them, the way that we work with them, that causes the advancement and understanding in our makeup, in our soul. Our soul carries challenges from the past, and it also carries joys from the past. And you can look at them. You can commune with your higher self and ask to be directed along these lines. So, as I said, half of the show is over, dear friends. Call in for your mini rating. Let me tell you where you might have been. You see, what happens is I can follow your voice and it goes to the body. And I look down upon the body and there is a cloud. Well, it looks to me like a cloud that surrounds the body. And I look down into that cloud. That is where I see a past lifetime. It's quite remarkable. So, my friends, I am here waiting for you to call in. I can talk about some other things. I can talk about some other things that I see happening in the world at the present time. There will be trials, but you don't have to be part of them. You can ask your higher self to direct you to areas so that you miss the trials and tribulations that could be happening. You don't need to be a part of that. You don't need to go through those lessons. Because at some time or other, you've been through all those lessons. From the time that Atlantis fell, there have been many golden ages. They've come about like clockwork. And you have been there in the time of a golden age. There is one on the horizon. You've heard me mention this before. People are seeing trials and tribulations. But there is a golden age coming also. Intend to be a part of that. Intend to grow and experience through that golden age. It's possible, my friends. You can plan this and you can direct your life to that point. You don't have to suffer the consequence of sadness. So first of all, let's decide now that the rest of your life will be lived in joy. That no matter what happens, that you will feel joy, that you will be in comfort. And if you have children, that you will be leading them in joy and comfort. And if there are any trials and tribulations, that you will have enough of everything to sustain you. Edgar Cayce, a long time ago talked about having, if you have a little plot of ground around your house, to plant a little garden. I have a plot around my house, and I have someone who plants it. And we get these beautiful fresh vegetables. They are wonderful. Think about growing that if you have some land around your house. Many people do, and they're not considering using it for a constructive way like that, growing fresh vegetables. Plant a tree. I see some people out in the audience who came to Earth in those very, very early days, and they danced in the woods. What it was happening is that they were dancing to vibration. We have a lot of cherubim here. They understand vibration. Other people don't always understand you. So, you might ask yourself, are you a cherubim? If you have people who do not understand you, it might be one of the reasons why they don't. Because you are a cherubim and you're walking on another wavelength. And you feel people's energy very clearly. And if there is someone who is carrying thoughts about you that's not complimentary, you feel it very deeply. Or if you have been slighted in some fashion, you feel the slight very deeply. If this has happened to you, call in and we'll talk about it. We'll work on healing that. This time, this moment, is about healing. So if you've had some disappointments, call in and let us heal them. I have a friend, an acquaintance really, don't know them real well, but their child died recently. And they're having a difficult time dealing with that. And when individuals cross over and they see their loved ones in pain, it holds them back. If you have someone that has crossed over, release them to the light. Allow them to move on. One of the things that they do on the other side is light beings hold conferences. They're teachers. And there's a lot of them that can sort of go to any teacher that they wish and listen. They can experience. And just because someone that you know has crossed over does not mean they're lost to this. It's a great learning experience for them if they work with it. Know that there are many opportunities held out for everybody on the other side. For some people who have died very tragically, they exist in a place where they are being taken care of until the trauma is healed. Did I hear Sally on line one?
Yes.
Hi, Sally. For them if they work with it.
Hi, Sally. What can we do for you, sweetheart?
Hi, is this Carolyn Everett?
Yes, sweetheart. We've been told to tell you to turn the radio off in the background because it's bleeding through.
Okay.
Exist in a place where they are being.
I've turned it off.
Sally, you're familiar, sweetheart. Tell me what you're looking for tonight.
Okay. I first wanted to say that I have had your past life reading, and it was just phenomenal. I'd like to recommend it to everyone.
Oh, thank you for saying that. They are quite phenomenal, aren't they?
Talking earlier about the Cathars.
Oh, the Cathars.
Cathars, yes.
What do you want to know about the Cathars, darling?
Was I one, and did I rappel down the mountain?
Sally, before I answer that, tell me what you feel. See, that thought's in your mind. Why is that there?
I know I was a Templar, maybe several times, and I wondered if
were.
I was also in that later group.
Yes, you were. And you did rappel down the back of Montsacre. When I use the word Montsacre, tell me what you feel.
A beautiful place. Very safe for a while. Until the protection was taken away.
Yes. And what the Cathars did is they went from castle to castle. And the knights from northern France were sent down to southern France to burn them at the stake, actually.
Yes.
But you were not burned at the stake. You rappelled down the back of Montsacre with artifacts.
What did I have?
First of all, I want you to ask your higher self if you did this, because I want that answer to come from your higher self. Did you rappel down the back of Montsacre with artifacts? Tell me what your higher self... Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I've been thinking about it ever since we first started talking about the Cathars.
And the interesting thing about that, there was so much love about with the Cathars. They allowed their comrades to rappel down the back of Montsacre, and many of them came down out of the mountain and walked into the fire.
Yes.
They did it joyfully. Before we get to Danielle, I want to tell you, darling, that you have people in your lifetime that were companions then. Ask your higher self how to find them, because making their acquaintance again today will bring you great joy.
Oh, good.
That was quite a trip, darling.
Thank you. Yeah.
Quite a trip. Okay. Who are we to talk to now?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And who?
And everybody, take the past life reading. Do it.
Oh, thank you, dear. Yeah, they are quite fantastic, aren't they?
Oh, yes.
Okay, who's next in line?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Is Danielle next in line?
I am here. Thank you for taking my call.
I'm delighted to take your call, Danielle. Tell me, what question do you have?
I would just like a past life mini reading and whatever you see.
Well, here's what I do. I follow your voice. I said this earlier, but in case you didn't hear, I follow your voice to your body. There's a part of my consciousness that follows your voice to your body. And then when I reach your body, I see this cloud that surrounds your body. And in that cloud is actually many past lifetimes. But we're going to just take one that holds great meaning for you. Yes, I'm looking and I'm listening to what they want me to tell you. You were an early Christian. And you were a Christian during those times when the Christians were being persecuted. It was a terrible time for Christians. I remember a lifetime when I was put in the arena with lions. And my dear one, That happened to you also? You were a Christian then, you were persecuted. But this is not meant to be sadness, because I'm watching your soul when it was liberated from the body and it went directly to the center of the cosmos. And there is like a landing there where there is all of this light and love that the Creator in the center of the cosmos surrounded you. And I want you to take a moment and just close your eyes, because there is a part of you that will remember this. When you went to the center of the cosmos, how the Creator surrounded you with all of this love. Just close your eyes and tell me if you can feel that love that the Creator showered upon you.
Yes, definitely.
This is very important, dear one. And the reason why it's so important is whenever you feel like you haven't accomplished something, or whenever someone belittles you in some way, or you feel that you have failed in some manner, I want you to think about that moment when the Creator sheltered you and sent all of this love to you. Because you know, dear one, nothing can affect you in a negative manner. Nothing. You are greatly loved, as we are all greatly loved. And I give praise to the Creator and to the love that He showered, He, She, They, Them, showered upon you. You are blessed. How does that feel?
Well, it feels wonderful. My heart is just really activated right now.
Oh, it's so wonderful. I feel great happiness for you. Anyway, if you are so inclined, sweetheart, you can help us by donating something for us. It helps our. Thank you, sweetie. So,
I
is
will.
There someone else? Oh my goodness, this Leo. This hour goes by so fast. Leo, what can we do for you, darling? Okay, Leo left. I guess he couldn't wait. Somebody was probably ringing his doorbell. Is there someone else that wants to take Leo's place? I know there's people out there with questions. We've got an open door right now. Someone to take Leo's place. And if we don't have someone calling in, then I'm going to talk about some other things here. Okay, one of the things that I want to talk about is the fact that there are some troubled times in the future on Earth. You can intend that you will not be part of that, that your future will hold nothing but joy for you, that you will have challenges, but you will meet those challenges with great joy. Allow joy to be the focus of your life. You will take care of what needs to be taken care of, but you will only feel the joy. Joy in the family. Joy with those that you work with. Joy with your neighbors. Let joy be the operating emotion in your life. Make that promise to yourself now. There will only be joy. Well, my friends, we have about, I'm guessing, 10, a little under 15 minutes left on the show. And for those of you who wish to speak to me before the show is over, now is the time to do it. There's not much time left. So give us a call. somebody brought up Hitler. And I'm searching for him now. He is in what is called the Bardo. For those who might be of a religious bent, we might think of it as purgatory, but the Bardo is a place where people go and they think about all that they have done that was not according to the promptings of their soul. They did things that was against their own soul's benefit and the benefit of other people. And they have to find a way to correct that activity. You might have heard me talk about Julius Caesar being in the Bardo. So he was in the Bardo for a very long time. And he came to me. He had done injustices to me because I was his daughter during that lifetime. And I freed him from the Bardo through love. I told him that I had forgiven him for everything that he had done wrong to Julia during that lifetime, and he had done some grievous things to her. Anyway, I forgave him, and he freed me. Actually, it was one of the experiences. He had taken my soul to the center of the cosmos to show me the view of what it looks like to the Creator when the Creator looks out upon its creation. It was quite an experience, and it is a thing that you can do also. My friends, we don't have much left for this hour. I don't know where the time goes, but we are just about at the end of our show, if you can imagine that. It seems like we just started. We probably have about 5 minutes left. I can talk about different topics, or else you can call in for a mini reading. And for those of you who are interested, you might want to take Sally's recommendation and go to carolynevers.com on the left-hand side, order a past lifetime reading. You will learn so much, because what we do, we don't tell you about your past lifetime. We actually take you there so that part of your consciousness actually steps into that lifetime. It's quite remarkable. Anybody who has done this has found great joy in it, because they are able to relive some special time that has special abilities and gifts that the soul wants you to reconnect with again. So friends, as I said to you earlier, we are getting to the end of this hour, if you can believe it. So we are either going to say goodbye to all of you very soon, within a couple moments, or we will connect with you next week when we do this show. So I have 5 minutes left. I think what I will do is a little more information about those cathars that rappelled down the back mountain of Montsekur. And they had taken artifacts with them. And they had taken them to Rosalind Chapel, where they were on exhibit for many years. Matter of fact, there were so many people who visited Rosalind Chapel to see these artifacts that they literally wore the stone steps down. There is like wear in the middle of these stone steps where all these people had walked into Roslyn Chapel to see these artifacts. And these were artifacts that the Templars had given to the Cathars. Prized artifacts. One of the artifacts was a certificate that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene had signed at their wedding, promising each other what they would do to help one another. And the wedding feast of Cana was the marriage of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene. They were very close. There is also astrological information that they made records of, so people know astrologically what was going on in the cosmos when these two individuals were born. Leo, what can we do for you, sweetheart? We're at the end of our show. Don't have much time. So tell me quickly, darling.
Can you give me a little quick insight of my past life?
Of course. I follow your voice. I go to your body. I've had others that had the same lifetime. You were a Roman soldier, not one that fought, but one that built the roads. I see you with what looks like a plumb bob in your hand, and it was a tool that the Romans used to make their roads so straight over a long distance. What are you doing for a living right now?
Well, I do nothing for a living right now, actually.
What, are you retired?
No, I'm just super young.
Oh, super young. How old are you?
17.
Okay. What do you want to do when it's time for you to go out in the workforce? Do you know?
Well, I want to keep my options open, but maybe Air Force.
Air Force?
Military. Yeah.
You have a lot of creative abilities. You don't realize how creative you are. And you have received these gifts from the time when you were a Roman soldier. Oh, I think it's interesting that you were a Roman soldier in the past and you want to go into the Air Force now, in the military. Because in a sense, you were in the military then. It's just you were doing different work. I find that interesting. So in a sense, you're sort of repeating what you did in a past lifetime. But yeah, I see you there holding what looks like a plumb bob. It's what the Romans used to make all of these very straight roads.
All right.
There you have it. So,
well, is that all the time we have, or...
Yeah, we're at the end of the show, but I'll tell you what, come next week, call in again. We can talk more along these lines.
Gotcha. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. And so you can go to carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, order a past lifetime reading. We will literally not tell you about a past lifetime, but actually take you to that lifetime and allow you to enter that lifetime and experience it yourself. And so, my friends, it is time for us to move on. And I'm sorry to have to say good evening to you, because I would love to talk to you some more, but there's always next week. And I'd like to thank those at BBS Radio for taking care of us. They do such a wonderful job with it, and I thank them. I thank them for allowing us to be here and connecting with you. So good night for now, my friends. I'll see you next week. Call in then.